A judge in Charlotte Tuesday morning will consider whether to order the release of an additional 9 minutes of body camera video showing the police killing of a Charlotte man a month ago. Monday night, city council members agreed the video should be released, but had differing views on how they came to be shown a longer version of the video than Charlotte-Mecklenburg police released. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Last week, the Charlotte City Council was allowed to see 11 minutes of video from the body camera of Officer Wendy Curl. She's the officer who shot and killed 27-year-old Danquirius Franklin outside a fast food restaurant. But CMPD submitted just 2 minutes and 20 seconds of the video to a judge who approved releasing it. Councilmember Braxton Winston criticized CMPD and its lawyer for that decision.
An entity or a lawyer who was truly committed to ensuring the transparency and accountability of our police department would have presented the full tape to the judge. That's such a flagrant skewing of the evidence in this case.
Winston said the decision calls into question how CMPD has handled police video going back to 2016, when a state law was passed requiring a judge's order to release police incident videos. Winston said the city should lobby to repeal the law or even challenge it in court.
Local law enforcement and the policies that govern them should be under local control. This law prevents all parties, the city attorney, the city manager, and Charlotte's elected officials from effectively doing our jobs.
Winston also called for creating a council committee to modernize and change the culture at City Hall, which he said is stuck in the traditions of the past. He didn't give specifics. Mayor Vi Lyles called it a mistake that the council was shown the full video last week.
You know, sometimes you do things with the very best of intentions, and it just doesn't work out that way. And sometimes people make mistakes. It's not necessarily with a negative intent or an intent to corrupt the system, but sometimes it's just a mistake.
But the mayor disagreed with Winston's call for sweeping changes at City Hall and immediate repeal of the police camera law.
I think all of those are noble objectives. But the first and foremost thing is to actually resolve what we're dealing with right now today. What's most important now is this investigation, criminal and internal, takes place.
Council members Matt Newton and Dimple Ajmera said the city should seek to restore trust by calling for an independent investigation of the Franklin killing by the State Bureau of Investigation. A judge in Charlotte this morning will consider CMPD's petition to release the additional video and to dismiss a complaint that the department improperly withheld the longer version. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.